This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a new bill to cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would also extend the out-of-pocket savings seniors on Medicare will see next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. A Wisconsin congressman wants to make the Apostle Islands a national park. It would be Wisconsin's first national park. Representative Tom Tiffany's bill would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve so people could keep hunting there. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is famous for its natural beauty, cultural history, and hiking and kayaking. Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way. And it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally in West Allis. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's fishing enthusiasts will soon be able to carry firearms with them when out on the waters. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed to rescind the rule that prevented anglers from carrying firearms after the ban was challenged in a lawsuit by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. In the lawsuit, the conservative group argued that the 1999 rule was overly broad and limited all firearms along the state's waters. Anglers will still be prohibited from using a firearm to shoot fish. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Meyer Brothers Grain in Elk Mound on Wednesday to discuss funding for rural road upgrades. According to a press release, the town of Elk Mound will receive over $400,000 to improve a portion of 970th Street, making the road safer and more resilient. The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for similar rural road projects across the state. Marshfield Clinic's new Lake Halley Urgent Care Clinic will begin offering services in the next couple of weeks. According to a press release, the Urgent Care Center will open on August 6th and provide service Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Officials hope the new clinic will provide more convenient access for Chippewa Valley residents following the slew of healthcare closures earlier this year and take some of the pressure off emergency departments in the area. The clinic will be located on 27th Avenue. The city of Eau Claire has removed all of the benches and picnic tables from Wilson Park, an area known to be frequented by the city's unhoused population. According to a WQOW report, city crews removed the benches and tables on Tuesday night, with officials saying it was because the crews noticed their deteriorated condition. The city's project management coordinator, Billy Huford, said there were no plans to replace the benches or tables this year. City officials said the removal was a matter of public safety. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting artwork entries for the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl stamp design contests. According to a press release, hunters are required to purchase the stamps to harvest the three game birds, and their sales typically bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars. The funding is then put towards species management projects throughout the state, like habitat management, restoration, education, and research projects. Rules for the contests are available online. Eau Claire area school district officials say they're in good shape for the number of teachers they'll have next year, but are still struggling to find substitute options. According to a WQOW report, officials say retaining teachers has not been a problem, and the number of open vacancies they have at this point in the year is fairly typical for the district. That's a vast advantage over other school districts across the state, which have largely struggled with teacher retention. The district is also looking for more substitute classroom aides. The Eau Claire City Council voted to approve its five-year capital improvement plan on Tuesday, which includes over $250 million for area projects. Many of those projects include infrastructure upgrades like repairing and renovating roads, parks, and trails, as well as larger-scale projects like new parking in the downtown area. Some money was set aside for other potential projects as well, like putting up lights at Boyd Skate Park and for public arts projects. The full operational budget could be approved in November. Eau Claire public health officials are warning residents about the risk of dengue virus as the mosquito population grows. According to the Eau Claire City County Health Department, residents should protect themselves from the mosquitoes by using insect repellent, wearing closed-toed shoes, and wearing long-sleeved shirts and pants. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services say there have been 12 confirmed cases of the virus in the state this year, all from people who had traveled to tropical and subtropical regions. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but you know, our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. You know, they were great. Pyamps a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And yeah, I was really pleased with that.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better. Like, that's what this whole defense is about. Like, for each and everybody, everybody out there, to where we know for a fact, like, we got a goal at the end, and it's a Super Bowl. To be a Super Bowl defense, we want to be remember as one of the best defenses out here. So we're like, we don't want to be like, oh, we relying on the offense and all that stuff. Like, nah, like we want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love when celebrities complain about things only celebrities can relate to. According to Variety, during a recent appearance on Conan O'Brien's Conan Needs a Friend podcast, Lisa Kudrow says she used to get very upset with studio audiences when they laughed too hard at jokes that she didn't think were all that funny, saying that it irritated her and could mess up the actor's timing. I'm guessing the millions of dollars per episode helped her get over her totally misplaced anger at people who are not even paid to be there and are trying to help. If you think for one second that Big Brother cast members Angela and Matt are going to patch things up, you've got another think coming, sister. In a recent teaser for the show, Angela called Matt crazy eyes when he insinuated that she was a genuine threat to him. Whoa, it's on. I have to be honest, I've never seen the show, but after seeing this trailer, I have no idea how it's been on this long. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a Twister sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune. So they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome, aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to get warmer and more humid from today right on through the upcoming weekend. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s, a fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, down into the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, 83 by the weekend. Sunny, warm, and muggy with highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.